I wish first of all to thank God for giving me the health to be here at this honorable house. At this time, I wish to thank my constituents, the people of Beaufort North. I wish to thank Madam Speaker, the people of Belleville, although I know that their hearts are beating right now. It just heard of a sudden death of a young person. So I know Jean Belleville, Chez Okafoise Abriza, but I am with you in spirit. I want to greet the people of Pierrot, Zevacel, Grace La Retreat, Hope Estate, Dimaï, Opicon, all of the people of Beaufort North through you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, I also want, before I begin my presentation, to thank you, Madam Speaker, because I don't know if other honorable members who have been here long before me may have had this particular experience, but I want to thank you, Madam Speaker, for visiting my constituency office. I've never heard of this kind of approach before, and the discussions were very cordial. And it signals to the Parliament, Madam Speaker, your seriousness and professionalism. I want to place on record on behalf of the people of Beaufort North our appreciation, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, I am convinced now more than ever that members opposite, led by the member for Castries North and Prime Minister, will not achieve the major objectives of this budget. I'm further convinced, Madam Speaker, after sitting through the contributions of members opposite, that the focus which is required, the skills that are required, the creativity, and the basic respect for our positive values of good governance developed over centuries are perceived not to be present in the execution of this government's plans over the last 2 years, 2.5 years. Further, Madam Speaker, if what the Prime Minister says is true, and if indeed there is a world financial, a world financial crisis, his budget gives no indication of the extent of the crisis, the extent of the impact on St. Lucia. His budget has no coherent plan to deal with the crisis. His budget produces no realistic targets, no specific changes which can be attributed directly to the financial crisis. In my view, Madam Speaker, the Prime Minister, this Prime Minister, the seventh individual to hold this position in 2008, Madam Speaker, presides over the worst period of character definition in St. Lucia's history where governance is concerned. Madam Speaker, in my view, the Honorable Prime Minister has not shown that he can guide the ship of state or to motivate its citizens and institutions. The theme of the budget, Madam Speaker, and I want to quote from the budget address. The theme of the budget delivered by Honorable Stevenson King, Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, on Friday, April 24, 2009, is, and I quote, generating growth, securing jobs, promoting competitiveness, and protecting vulnerable citizens in the face of global recession, unquote. Instead of producing the strategy to generate sustainable growth, Madam Speaker, members opposite complained throughout yesterday. Instead of presenting a plan which can demonstrate the direction in which they are going to secure jobs, they blamed and they blamed and they blamed the past administration. Instead of demonstrating how they will promote competitiveness, Madam Speaker, the Prime Minister presented policies that attack the productive sector, that attack the private sector. And instead of protecting vulnerable citizens, Madam Speaker, the Prime Minister's budget presents token assistance to vulnerable citizens. I am convinced, Madam Speaker, that this Prime Minister does not understand the crisis and therefore cannot manage it. This is not a sports club or a Boy Scout club, Madam Speaker, or just any organization. This is the government managing over $1 billion of St. Lucia's money. Madam Speaker, I will predict that next year we will come back to this Honorable House. The major objectives will not be achieved, and there will be excuse upon excuse. I predict this, Madam Speaker. But Madam Speaker, let us go to the contributions of some of the members opposite in response to this budget. Madam Speaker, I wish to remind members opposite that you are midway in your term. 2.5 years, Madam Speaker. The people of St. Lucia voted and they selected your government. 2.5 years later, Madam Speaker, the same broken record. Cost of around. You promised to fix it. 2.5 years later, Madam Speaker, you blame the Labour Party government for everything. It's because of labor that there is crime, unemployment, the debt. That is why, Madam Speaker, they were elected. Madam Speaker, c'est pour ça mon gars l'élection. C'est pour ça mon gars aller voter. You can vote parce que, Madam Speaker, vous avez électé un gouvernement. Madam Speaker, Joseph Lissi électé gouvernement United Workers Party. Il est bien l'année et demi, Madam Speaker. Dis-nous, tiens, attends, il y a faire par loi. Par loi, il y a aussi besoin de faire. C'est clair. Madam Speaker, it's 2.5 years. And Madam Speaker, they come here, and you can promise the Labour Party for tout bagage. Get to work, Madam Speaker. Tell them get to work. Stop coming to this house through you, Madam Speaker, to complain. The people of St. Lucia, Madam Speaker, are asking this government, what have you done for me lately? What have you done for me lately? Joseph Lissi got money with my son. Kita was a favor, man. The fishermen are asking, when will they get their payments on time regularly, Madam Speaker? The fishermen of Beaufort and the South in particular, they pay share kamade. Kita, you can't even pay, man, you. Come la kousim, kwan te kafet avan. Fan yo espe, sek simen, ezek, sis simen. What have you done for the people lately? The farmers are expecting to learn about the strategic direction of the banana industry, Madam Speaker. Fama fig, ka espe koutan. Ki kote industry fig la ka ale? But they come here to complain, Madam Speaker, about the last 10 years, the last 13 years, oh, the government, Dr. Kenny, I'm the member for Beaufort South, Madam Speaker. Single mothers are wondering, Madam Speaker, have they been left out in this budget preparation? Mama, ki ka wete pa koyo, ki ni ish kamade. Ki sa budget planning a design ba mwen? Me, Madam Speaker, they are here complaining. You ka vin siya, ka complain. Pensioners, Madam Speaker, moun ke la pension. They are wondering, what will the budget do for them effectively? Have a took them gamade, Madam Speaker. What about the basket of goods? When they go to the supermarket, can they really feed their families?
tout le monde en simplicité, famille en commande, là où aller en supermarché là, est-ce que ça gagne ces bagailles là qui sont dans le supermarché church là? That is what the people want to find out. Mais vous venez ici à complain about member of yourself qui est prime minister à sa partie. 2.5 years, 50% of your time in government. Est-ce que tu as vu, Madam Speaker, the workers are asking
What's the point? Just on a point of correction, Madam Speaker, this government has not been in office for 2.5 years. He kept on reiterating that assertion, and I felt it was necessary to place the record straight.
Members, just revise your own standing order 35.1 and 35.2. Okay? So when you stand here, you stand on what reason you stand. Okay? You have to yield on a point of order, but you don't have to yield on a point of correction. Please continue. Member for Devot North.
Madam Speaker, the workers, Madam Speaker, are asking themselves whether there has been a change in the industrial relations trust between government and themselves. C'est toi, Vaya, c'est sur votre site, vite là, Madam Speaker. Teacher, police, fireman, nurse, doctor, servant civil, people who work in the offices of the various members who sit opposite. They're asking themselves today, Madam Speaker, can we trust our government? Can we trust our government with an agreement? And workers in the private sector are asking themselves today, Madam Speaker, if the government can do that to the government workers, what will people in the private sector try to do to us? Non ki pa ka travay by gouvernement, kari si gouvernement sa fè an agreement avec teacher, avec police, to me, Madam Speaker, policemen, moun ki ka garde sécurité pays, the government have an agreement with the police, the firemen, the nurses. And Madam Speaker, they are asking, can they trust the government? And all of our constituents are asking, what about healthcare? Qui ça nous a fait exporter nous, Madam Speaker? But yet, Madam Speaker, members opposite come to this house and they complain. Run charge and complain. Madam Speaker, the budget should provide a statement of accountability from last year. And my comrade colleague, the member for Kashi South, spent a lot of time on that, so I will not go down that road. What did you achieve last year? The member for Mikuno, Madam Speaker, spoke to that very subject. And based on what you achieved last year, you plan for next year. That was not done, Madam Speaker. But what did we have yesterday, Madam Speaker? Madam Speaker, while the people were listening and watching worlds away, in Canada, Washington, Alaska, I got a text from the Seychelles Islands, Madam Speaker. Moun te ka koute devant computer yo tout partout en l'affaire, ka koute Seplici. Ah, Seplici, allez, chotiba. Madam Speaker, your joy in their heart. They want to, you know, expose the country to the world. And Madam Speaker, the performance yesterday by members opposite is what we got as a result. Madam Speaker, the member for Castries Central, out of 180 minutes, spent 135 minutes, in my view, vilifying the good reputation of good people. Out of 180 minutes, of the people's business, Madam Speaker. The member for Cassis Central spent 135 minutes, at least in my view, Madam Speaker, vilifying or attempting to vilify the good reputation of the leader of the opposition, a gentleman by the name of Mr. Huntley, and others. Madam Speaker, the member for Cassis Southeast and Minister for Communication and Work, out of 120 minutes, used 100 minutes, Madam Speaker, talking about what the Labour Party did. Yes.
Yes.
Honourable Member for Cassis Central.
Yes, Madam Speaker, on a point of order, the member for View Fort North indicated that out of 180 minutes,
Let me ask you what standing order that is.
Standing order, I think it's 35-1 or 2. Let me check it, Madam Speaker. You see, the thing is, Madam Speaker, if you are being factual, I have no difficulty. Madam Speaker, No. Madam Speaker, the standing order to which I refer... The standing order to which I refer is the standing order which speaks to, Madam Speaker, a deliberate attempt at misleading the Honourable House. Madam Speaker, if you want to afford me a couple seconds just to get it, I'm taking time.
Okay.
Member for Central, you are making the point that member for Viewfort North was inaccurating what he said.
That is correct, Madam Speaker.
And you want to tell him what was his inaccuracy?
Precisely, Madam Speaker. He said out of 180 minutes, Madam Speaker, the record will reflect that I did not address this Honourable House for 180 minutes. That is inaccurate, and it is a deliberate attempt to mislead the House.
You withdraw your honourable member for Viewfort North.
Correction, you wanted to correct it. He spoke for 150 minutes.
And not 180.
Not 180.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
150. 2.5 hours. Okay, Madam Speaker. The Minister for Communications and Works, most of his time about debt and about the debt, millions of debt. Madam Speaker, the member for Kashi Southeast continues to do this particular thing, Madam Speaker. He trivializes a very important situation that affects our country and our financial system. He continues to say, Madam Speaker, he knows how to make $5 turn into $10. Madam Speaker, this is a serious exercise, this budget exercise. And you can always make $5. There are many things you can do to make $5 turn into $10, Madam Speaker. You can trample on the rights of workers, Madam Speaker, don't pay them enough. You can give them conditions without toilets for male and female. There are many things you can do to make $5 turn into $10. And there are other things which the House will not allow. Madam Speaker, the member spoke about debt. I want, Madam Speaker, for you to ask the member for Cassis Southeast and the Minister of Communications and Works to go and speak to the children who attend the Dame Paulette Louise School. Go and speak to them. Go and speak to the parents. Maybe some members there have children who go to that particular school. An excellent school, Madam Speaker. Performing well. They have, co-curricular activities. Are you going to say, Madam Speaker, through you? Is the member willing to admit that this was not necessary? When for years, for 26 years, Madam Speaker, the children in the Cassius Basin, some of them one shift attending school half day. 26 years, I know the exact number. Madam Speaker, will the member for Cassius Southeast speak to the people who work at the rehabilitation facility at Bordelais? Madam Speaker, speak to the families of people who have made mistakes in their lives. Are we suggesting here, Madam Speaker, that the government should not borrow to build a Bordelais facility? Somebody once called what we have before the dark hole of Calcutta. Madam Speaker, is this what he's saying? Is he saying, Madam Speaker, that we should not repair health centers? 15 of them? Is the member saying, Madam Speaker, that there should be no secondary school at Cicero and at PI? Does he want to go to the community of PI and say to the people that you do not deserve a secondary school? SSR, Mam Kasi South East Kadi, Madam Speaker. Dead. So, Madam Speaker, I know my colleague, comrade, will speak further on that. But I simply want to say, Madam Speaker, that the members opposite have a fixation with the last government and their activities. Every single thing, too bagay you be, Madam Speaker, the last government, the members of you for South and former Prime Minister, and they dig and they dig and they dig. You know, Madam Speaker, if we are doing things for the public good and in the correct way, I support that, Madam. If we are coming out with information that demonstrates that certainly people mismanage and there are things, there's a commission, Madam Speaker, yes? There's a place for those things. But to come to this, on the floor of this Honorable House, and attempt to impute. Madam Speaker, somebody called me from New York, Madam Speaker, and asked me about this letter which was placed on the PowerPoint, about Mr. Earl Huntley. You know, Madam Speaker, correspondence that viewed all over the world. Millions of people may have witnessed it. And if it is the intention, Madam Speaker, of members opposite to begin a process to expose and to denigrate people in this way, then clearly, Madam Speaker, I'm correct in saying that the Honorable Prime Minister, on this budget, as I said before, is presiding over the worst period in the character building of any solution government since 1951. Madam Speaker, it's very interesting to hear members opposite speak about various ills of the last government. It is clearly not the road to go. But the last government from 1997 is not the only government that existed in St. Lucia, Madam Speaker. We can speak of the funding scheme and tractors disappearing in St. Vincent. We can speak of the Fospin affair. We can speak of the UN fund scandal where certain individuals claim they have degrees and receive monies without being paid. There are things we can speak about, you know, Madam Speaker. We can speak about things. People who sell patient records. We can speak about things. If we are speaking of things, let's speak of things. We can speak about people who have committed fraud. There are things we can speak about, Madam Speaker. We can speak about other things in other governments. But if that is the route that we are taking, Madam Speaker, if that is the route that we are taking, we must understand that we need to lay bare everything on the table. And as I've said, Madam Speaker, in this budget, I am not against any member who is attempting to bring the truth to light. I think it's important for us to observe certain civilities, certain procedures, so as not to damage irreparably the reputation of individuals. And I noticed, Madam, I'll give this to you, Madam Speaker. You tried your best to stop it, and you did stop it eventually. Madam Speaker, I want to say here that members opposite possibly need to take a page from the member from Mikunok. We have said over and over again, Madam Speaker, from this side of the House, that we know that ministers of government receive each at least $1 million from the Taiwanese. We have called over and over again, Madam Speaker, for these monies to be channeled through the correct channels that they can be properly accounted for, preferably in the consolidated fund.
Madam Speaker, I would like to stand on a point of order. I think it is incorrect for him to say that members of government have received, Madam Speaker. I think he knows the language to use. It is incorrect, Madam Speaker, and I think he's misleading in the House by saying that, because it is not true, Madam Speaker. Okay, and I would like him to withdraw the statement by saying members of government receive money from the Taiwanese government.
Members of Seaford North, would you like to address
Madam Speaker? Madam Speaker, it is very illuminating that the record will show that the member for Mikunov has categorically said that members opposite have not received money from the Taiwanese. I just want to say that. The record will show that it's genuine enough.
No, his point of order was that what you said was not true.
Okay.
It's incorrect. So I'm asking you to respond to the...
Okay. Madam Speaker, I withdraw the comment that ministers of government received $1 million from the Taiwanese. I will say that the evidence... I will say that the presentation by the member from Mikunov earlier on indicates to me very clearly that at least one member opposite is willing to admit publicly that projects were done in her constituency out of money received by the Taiwanese. This government continues to try to drop this issue. I will ask that the leader of the opposition write to the Integrity Commission to clarify this matter. I am asking, since they are saying they never received. Madam Speaker, may I continue, Madam Speaker?
Can we leave this argument and allow the member to continue?
Madam Speaker, while we stress that monies received from the Taiwanese should go to the consolidated fund, I wish to acknowledge and put on record my own appreciation, Madam Speaker, for the member for Mikunov presentation came to the House and openly admitted that yes, these are the monies and this is what I did with it. At least, Madam Speaker, there is some atmosphere of integrity there.
Yes.
But so be it, Madam Speaker. So be it. Madam Speaker, in this budget, and it will also show, Madam Speaker, through you, Madam Speaker, this behavior not too long ago demonstrates to the Taiwanese too, Madam Speaker, the kind of behavior that they are dealing with. It demonstrates that to them too, Madam Speaker, but so be it. Madam Speaker, I wish to add that in the presentations of members opposite. You know, it was so shocking and surprising to me, Madam Speaker, that members opposite want to argue about who built the harbour, and then, you know, the Prime Minister would say, oh, we built the harbour, we built the East Coast. No, he didn't say the East Coast Road, but he said, we built the harbour. Somebody speak about they building the East Coast Road. Madam Speaker, as this St. Lucia started in 1964. The United Workers Party was formed in 1964 on a beach in Beaufort. All right? St. Lucia did not begin in 1964. Are we suggesting here, Madam Speaker, that everything that happened in St. Lucia is because of the United Workers Party? Which is why we should not go on that road, Madam Speaker. All governments have made mistakes. All governments have contributed to the development of this country. But when the members opposite want to predicate all of their arguments, all of their substance on what happened with the Labour Party, Madam Speaker, it tells me that there is a lot of substance missing on the other side, Madam Speaker. They are unable to debate this budget. They are unable to convince me that they are supporting the Prime Minister with this provision. So, Madam Speaker, I don't know if they want me to prove it, but just for half of a minute, I can. I went to the net, Madam Speaker, and there's a whole history. Madam Speaker, I'm looking at a document of the House Constitutional Development on the Central Government website, Constitutional Development, HTM 4, 2829. I'm making a document of the House. And Madam Speaker, there are children listening, and I'm sure there are. I want them to go and look for this. Silani Mamaika Kuti, I ashish man. Madam Speaker, and as a former teacher, I mean, there are things there from 1801. You know, 1816, councils were formed. And what kind of things, Madam Speaker? Names like Gordon, Cooper, Cade, Bosolay, Westwall. Some people behave as if, you know, they came to this into politics. And they are the magic architects of all. It's there, Madam Speaker. History did not begin in 1964. The banana industry, Madam Speaker, they always talk about, oh, Madam Speaker, labor kill bananas. Labor say thing. So we build bananas and labor. Madam Speaker, the history is there. When the United Workers Party was formed, there were already 10,000 members of the SLBGA. Madam Speaker, the secondary school at Beaufort, where I attended school, and many, a couple members there attended school there, Madam Speaker. If you go and you read the plaque, it was opened by Sir George Ethel Charles. He was not Sir then. So, Madam Speaker, history did not begin with the United Workers Party in 64. Sir John then was with the Labour Party. I'm saying those things, Madam Speaker, to set our minds right. I'm saying those things so that the children who are listening to us begin to understand that there's a context for everything. And we are just passing through this honorable house, Madam Speaker. We make our contribution and we move on. Let's not go into this thing about labor this and labor that. I know the member for Babuno. This gentleman is a very nice gentleman. I know, Madam Speaker, based on the records of last year, and I will quote them in a while, I can almost anticipate, Madam Speaker, when you're still agriculture or whatever, import, the figures and all of that. But I will ask the questions, Madam Speaker. I will come with the evidence. I have the evidence today, as always. He's passionate about agriculture. I am passionate about agriculture and many other things. So, Madam Speaker, I want to put this to rest, that we are not in this business because people want to get at the former leader of the opposition. We have to talk about, you know, things. Let's talk about. Madam Speaker, a response to this year's pronouncement in the area of agriculture, fisheries, and the environment will evoke a reaction from me which is very similar to last year, Madam Speaker. Naimade Pesca, the member Gailamadi Madilani Party, Madam Speaker. How do we measure success in agriculture? Madam Speaker, there's been an increase in banana production. the abattoir construction or the meat processing facility ground training ceremony. We speak about pounds up union. But how do we measure success in agriculture, Madam Speaker? Most people who have done any little planting at any primary school, Madam Speaker, will understand that almost everything in agriculture, on the production side especially, takes time. You're dealing with biological processes. So things may not happen 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, but they may happen in the fourth year. But have we taken a holistic view of the contribution of agriculture and fisheries to economic growth, employment, rural development, and income generation? Are we in a position, Madam Speaker, to say with confidence that we can continue to place our agriculture on a path that will transform the rural environment? Let's look at last year, Madam Speaker. The Minister for Agriculture last year indicated that they would look at the Antipodean Licensing Act practices, upgrade of IRBCs, standards and certification, 5-year strategic plan, Biru to MBPU or MIBPU, modern meat processing facility, FAD for fisheries, new marketing arrangement. So, Madam Speaker, the people, the farmers of my constituency, the farmers of Babunu and Sufre and so on, their expectation is that last year's policies will impact them positively this year and in the future. Let our minister for our budget, Sase Fama Avle Wen, Se Kiman Ye Sai Meter a budget plan and a party, Affecte La Vio, Avec Explica Affecte La Vio and a Bowman Ye Fulani Kavini. So let us see what happened, Madam Speaker. Overall performance, double digit growth. Output of bananas expanded by 20.5%. Banana performance strong. 30% increase in value added. 21% and 11%. Increase by 12%, Madam Speaker. And Madam Speaker, you know, this is why I say that development really is a process. We should congratulate the farmers, the fishermen, the workers in the agricultural sector, whether it's at the ministry and so on, for its improvement in income and welfare. But, Madam Speaker, will the typical Minister of Agriculture look at those figures and claim victory? Ex-Minister Agriculture is in here. Oh, yes, Mkase Bien. As usual, they may claim that UWP helped farmers while during the labor time farmers were not being helped. Look at him, Madam Speaker, say, the UWP here this summer. What we need to do is to take an intelligent and factual look at the trend over a number of years and stop the labeling and the blaming. Madam Speaker, come with the other. Development has set a shy talk upon fully development. Because I think it's a deal on this. Gouvernement, you know, they're going to be like, oh, nous pas fait bien fig. Si fig pas fait bien demain, c'est un autre bail. Là, toi, les bas, tu vas essayer de faire quelque chose fig. But, Madam Speaker, let us look at the trend. In the new budget address, Madam Speaker, page 5. And the Prime Minister speaks about a rebound in the banana industry. I'm quoting from the Prime Minister's address, Madam Speaker, the budget address. Reflected by reprinting efforts by farmers in the aftermath of the effects of Hurricane Dean in August 2007, when the industry was almost completely devastated. Unquote. Madam Speaker, what I want to ask the Member for Babunu and Minister for Agriculture through you is what strategic actions are in the budget which points to long-term sustainability in agriculture? Kita ki a budget sa la kita dino, Madam Speaker. Ki agriculture kai a secondly ni above results. Is there a shift in thinking and in practices to sustainable food production? If you can give them these are serious issues, Madam Speaker, and we are going to look at them. The evidence shows, Madam Speaker, that success in agriculture is cyclical. It spikes up and down, depending on the weather, depending on obviously government action, depending on markets, external markets, depending on taste and so on, Madam Speaker. And Madam Speaker, members opposite are very quick to tell you, Madam Speaker, of when the Labour Party came. You know, bananas were dead. They killed bananas. And it's a deliberate strategy, Madam Speaker, I think, to put in the mind of the farmer, Joseph Spray, who first farmer for Labour chasing. Madam Speaker, in 2001, there was a drastic decline in banana production. In 2001, there was a drastic decline in banana production in St. Lucia. The Labour Party was in office. And Madam Speaker, I want to read from the Courier ACPEU, a publication of the ACPEU, Madam Speaker, May-June 2002, page 80. And Madam Speaker, there's an explanation first. It's the subtitle is called, on page 80, 2001, a terrible year. Si papi sa ka dinu, Madam Speaker, a 2 million, nou pa produ jesig, et si papi a ka idu, pou ki sa nou pa produ jesig, an seplisi. I quote, Madam Speaker, 2001 could not have been worse for the solution burner industry. And this was only in part due to the industry's internal shake-up, in part. Throughout the windward, production fell to 82,000 tons from near 140,000 tons the previous year. St. Lucia was hardest hit, falling to just 34,000 tons from over 70,000 tons. Many reasons are advanced to explain why St. Lucia, the largest of the island's exporters, suffered so badly. With DECO's Business Development Director, Donald Pearcy, says that things started to go wrong in the second half of 2000 because of EU license fraud involving Ecuadorian fruit. This led to a surplus of bananas on the EU market and depressed prices. As a result, banana companies were unable to provide credit facilities for inputs. This was compounded in 2001 by the worst drought in the country for 40 years. Unquote, Madam Speaker. Is there, Madam Speaker? And coincidentally, Madam Speaker, the picture of the present day Israeli country is on this publication. It will be interesting to read what he had to say then. Evidence. The picture is there. So I'm waiting. Record. Madam Speaker, with government help, gouvernement, Labour Party, senior leader situation, Madam Speaker. Between 2001 and 2004, the United Workers Party was not in office. Production went to 42,236 tons. 2003 to 2004, just these 2 years, an 8,400 ton increase in production. And Madam Speaker, I'm going to take this to today's production to show you, Madam Speaker, why we must not play party politics in people's lives. I'm expecting for you, Madam Speaker, I'm expecting the Minister of Commerce when you know what's there, you know, for blah, 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 blah. I will show, Madam Speaker, that he has, this industry has rebounded after some trials by the exact quantum. We were in office then. They are in office now. So I want to debunk this myth, Madam Speaker, that it was because of labor that bananas were not doing well. Mouvred, na parle, ba ou, Madam Speaker,
Moi, je vous tuer, Jodia. C'est papi qui a me tué. En l'année 2000, là, c'est un problème. Mais 2004, ça m'a fait pitié avec le gouvernement, le bâtiment de pouvoir. Ils ont produit 8400 tonnes de figues en plus. Dominica improved by 2,400. St. Vincent and the Grenadines by 2,000. Grenada decline. Was there not a drastic increase in production? Are the members opposite going to suggest then that the minister then was not concerned about farmers? Input was sought. Help was given. Farmers grew and farmers did better, Madam Speaker. I'm just developing it. So when I come...
Honourable Member, you have 15 more minutes.
You have 2.5.
Madam Speaker, I would like to invoke Section 32.10 of the Standing Order to allow the Honourable Member for Viewport North to complete his presentation.
For Viewport North, an additional 16 minutes to complete his contribution. I now put the question. As many as are of that opinion, say aye.
Aye.
As many as are of a contrary opinion, say no. Division. Summit. Division. Mr. Thomas.
The Honourable Member for Viewport North, Viewport South.
Aye.
The Honourable Member for Labrie.
Aye.
The Honourable Member for Suzelle. A division, sir. The division is on time for extension of time for the member. An hour.
There cannot be two motions on the table at one time. So there's a motion, we vote on it, and we take the second motion if there is a
Honourable Member, what? Honourable Member for Suzelle? Honourable Member for Suzelle? Amikuno? Suzelle, Supre?
Aye.
Honourable Member for Denry South? Castries Central? Miku South? The Honourable Member for Viewport North.
Aye.
The Honourable Member for Babono.
Aye.
The Honourable Member for Kashmir East. Southeast. Kashmir Southeast.
Aye.
Kashmir North. Honourable Member for Kashmir South.
Aye.
Honourable Member for Kastam, Ancillary Canary. Honourable Member for Denry North. Honourable Member for Kastriki.
Aye.
I'm going to
The results of the division, there were 10 ayes and 5 noes. So I think the ayes have it, the ayes have it. Honorable member, you have an hour and 15 minutes to continue.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Thank you, honorable members who supported this motion. Madam Speaker, the same for non-traditional crops. The same is true if you look at the statistics, Madam Speaker, there was an appreciable increase in the value of non-traditional crops by 16 million, Madam Speaker. And again, I want to say that we must congratulate the farmers, because at the end of the day, Madam Speaker, they are the ones whose welfare will improve. We must congratulate those people who work in the ministry, who work very hard to ensure that this trend continues. In 2007, the record shows that it grew by 41%, from 10.6 million in 2006 to 13.3 million, and in 2007, 15.9 million in 2008. But Speaker, the point I want to make here is this. The increase in production, especially when non-traditional crops are concerned, the trend started, Madam Speaker, a couple of years ago. We started to see an increase from 2006 going up. This can be associated directly, Madam Speaker, to efforts of organizations like Oxfam and other organizations that came in with the Ministry of Agriculture at the time of the Labour Party to develop the strategies with the farmers. It is commendable, Madam Speaker, that the farmers and the ministry are continuing this upward trend. I want to say, Madam Speaker, it is strategic interventions like this. Those kinds of interventions are the ones that we should be focusing on. The production figures are good, and I'm sure, I mean, I will admit that you have to champion them and speak about them. But for the future, I want the Minister for Agriculture, for you, Madam Mr. Speaker, to give us the indicators which will show that there is efficiency in the system, which will show that we are no longer thinking only of sector approaches, that we are only thinking about production, that we are focusing on technology input, that we are looking at, for example, marketing in a very serious way. Madam Speaker, this budget does not speak to issues such as Wideco in the whole business of the banana industry and agriculture in this country. What is happening at that level? What initiatives have been taken at the level of Wideco by our representatives to ensure that benefits accrue to the farmers with a view to refocusing their attention for the future? What is the government's position on the banana companies, Madam Speaker? I remember very clearly during the campaign, members opposite vowed, Madam Speaker, that there would be one banana company in Solution, one organization to deal with bananas in Solution. We told them, Madam Speaker, that was impossible. What has happened today? The handling of bananas was done by the Fair Trade Organization. Today, the CQFC has been Fair Trade certified. What is the ministry's view of the structure of the industry in light of those realities? Do we expect any significant changes? What is the attitude of the ministry now, Madam Speaker? And all of that, Madam Speaker, is to redound to the benefit of the farmer in the end. Madam Speaker, I remember again in the budget of 2006, Madam Speaker, when it was reported that the livestock subsector did not do as well as the other sectors, I remember being chastised, Madam Speaker, that we are, you know, ignoring livestock. But in this report this year, we noticed that pork production has been cut by half. Does this mean that the minister does not care about pig farmers? I don't think so. Again, the point is, we have to be careful when we lay blame, where we lay blame, because tomorrow comes back to haunt us in the statistics. It's a very good idea, Madam Speaker, to have a meat processing facility. And we support this idea fully. The member for Beaufort South indicated earlier that the past government tried. And if this government can achieve a meat processing facility, achieve this for the farmers, it is a plus. But again, Madam Speaker, do we have an integrated plan to sustain the meat processing facility? Si vous faites un café, un abattoir, un vieux fort beau séjour, Madame Speaker, by farmer, pour 20 ans de moyo, ça c'est un beau bagaille. Gouvernement les batte, et c'est fait, mais il n'y a pas de mit à fait. Mais si le gouvernement a un café, c'est un beau bagaille. Mais ça me demande, Madame Speaker, c'est est-ce qu'il y a un plan, est-ce qu'il y a un plan pour jouer les animaux, pour tiennent abattoir et café à aller pour l'année. Après l'année, après l'année. And Madam Speaker, the last, I remember last year warning the member for Babuno and Minister of Agriculture about the plan to change the use of the pastures at Boseju. Madam Speaker, they went down there and they plowed. They put, pumping station. I want the Minister of Agriculture to tell us what has happened to this plan. Is this a cost that never even run? I hear it's just $450,000. What happened to that plan? It's there for all to see when you drive along Boseju. The lands were plowed. And I said at the time, how can you think of establishing a livestock subsector down that side with Boseju as your focal point? And you are cutting down on the pastures. I did not understand it then, Madam Speaker. I don't understand it now. And the Minister, I'm sure, will give an explanation through you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, what is happening to bananas, really? What is happening with the supply chain? I know that the government assisted farmers at some point with fertilizer, but is that sustainable? Will the government sustain the supply of fertilizers to the farmer? And what happened to the import bill, Madam Speaker? I think I'm going to quote the Hansard, Madam Speaker. And the member for Babuno, it's the Hansard 9th and 2nd session, April 23rd, 2007, Madam Speaker. First time in this Honorable House. On page 41, Madam Speaker, this is what the member for Babuno said, and I quote, let us look at the vegetable sector, Madam Speaker. High import upon import. And you talk about upswing in what? Upswing in importation. That is what the upswing is. And a reduction in local production. That is what it is, the result. And this is what we are held to change, Madam Speaker. We are held to change that. Vegetables, Madam Speaker, something our farmers can grow. Vegetables? In 1996, the importation of vegetables was 741,000, Madam Speaker. In 2006, you want to know what it is? Madam Speaker, I'm afraid to say 2.5 million under labor. And I can go on and on and on, unquote. The words of the member, Madam Speaker, I warned him about that. I want the member for Babuno and the Minister for Agriculture to tell me today what is the import bill, Madam Speaker. 292 million dollars. Okay, sorry, 2.92 million. Sorry, Madam Speaker. So wasn't there an increase? And this is what I'm saying, Madam Speaker. It will take time for us to develop the system. Madam Speaker. This minister continues, Madam Speaker, to say that the Labour Party, that the reason for bananas not having done well is because the Labour Party killed bananas. He continues to say, Madam Speaker, that imports since 1997 have skyrocketed, and that since 1997, generally labor killed bananas. Madam Speaker, I want to quote from the annual statistical, annual agricultural statistical digest of 1997. And I'm making a document of the House. And this is what it says, Madam Speaker. 1997. The Labour Party came into office in May of 1997. And we have to stop that kind of thing, Madam Speaker. The fight, and I quote from page one, the five-year trend in agricultural contributions to gross domestic product, as indicated in table 1-1, showed that the sector has contracted substantially since 1993. Agriculture estimated GDP contribution for 1997 was 91.7 million. Since 1995, agriculture's GDP contribution has been below 100 million. And I go down to the second paragraph. Madam Speaker. Let me leave all of that, Madam Speaker. It goes on to say, Madam Speaker, that on page 2, that St. Lucia in 1997 has become a net importer of food. That was 1997, Madam Speaker. A net importer of food. So, Madam Speaker, while all of us want the best for our country, I want to ensure to you, Madam Speaker, that we are not misleading the House and the public. When the last government came in 1997, it found agriculture in dire straits. Certain things were done, Madam Speaker. And I will not go there because I don't have the time. But I'm waiting, Madam Speaker, to ask for the records because I have them. I have them. Minister of Agriculture and Forestry, I have all of the figures, Madam Speaker. And what the figures demonstrate is that when you look at the numbers in 1997, what was found, and the processes during 1997, 1999, up, not in all sectors, but many of the subsectors, show growth. And in some cases, they went up, but the general trend, Madam Speaker. And I've said before, I applaud the minister, the workers, the farmers, everybody, for the increase in production. But what I don't want to happen, Madam Speaker, is for us to mislead the House and the public to continue this thing about laboratory agriculture. The figures are there. So I'm waiting, Madam Speaker. I'm waiting for the figures. Madam Speaker, there is nothing in the budget which speaks. There's nothing in the budget which speaks to international trade agreement. The Doha Round, Madam Speaker. The ongoing Doha round of negotiations at the WTO may affect farmers negatively. And Madam Speaker, this budget does not speak to the ministry's strategy. What if, Madam Speaker, the tariffs are reduced maybe to 114 euros per ton? Is there a plan by the ministry to cushion the likely impact? Or is it, Madam Speaker, members opposite will continue to say, don't worry, labor, doom and gloom, plant bananas, plant bananas, plant bananas. We want people to plant bananas, Madam Speaker. We support the farmers. My constituency is made up mainly of farmers, Madam Speaker. But what I don't want to happen is for this government again to mislead the farmers. Many governments, even the last Labour government, have spoken about a pension scheme for farmers. And especially when we look into the future, the possibility of the reduction in the tariffs, Madam Speaker. Is this something that this government is considering? Madam Speaker, the economic partnership agreement. How does the ministry and the government view the EPA in terms of agricultural production? And what strategies are in place, Madam Speaker, to ensure that our farmers understand the ramifications of agreements like the EPA? Sanadia, Madam Speaker, Lani Ashai Go Agreement. As I've seen Minister Agriculture say, Pa me se go agreement sala. And he just reply on here, Madam Speaker. Me paka we a duvan kikai ni 16. So I say, Madam Speaker, that I applaud the farmers and all individuals who have worked on the increasing production. But I want to say to you, Madam Speaker, that this is no magic of the United Workers' Party. Sabapia's magic. Se bagay le sa, se bagay ki kay step up and down. Di le production kay mute, la kay ni hurricane, a disease, ki kay di sun. Sabapia's magic of the United Workers' Party. Ek mwen sa moutre ki, la se ni lotte, men bagay la sa se. But obviously, I wish the farmers well. And if anything is done to improve the lot of the farmers, it is better for all of us, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, I want to move quickly to health. There is no coherent strategy on health. In fact, Madam Speaker, through you, one of the first things this Prime Minister can do to change the image of his tenure is to relieve the Minister of Health of his portfolio. I will say again, Madam Speaker, si Premier Ministre vle changer caractère gouvernement, se pou il a dit ministre, si yon yon ministre of health, Madam Speaker, si yon. Madam Speaker, this has nothing to do, I recall, Madam Speaker, the criticisms about structures, the white elephant. I remember, Madam Speaker, the debate about two hospitals in one, about all of us only a trial, we are just testing the people. Madam Speaker, last year's budget, the Prime Minister's budget, 2008, April 1, 2008, from vision to implementation by Honorable Stephen King. And I read on page 45. Quote from the second paragraph. The psychiatric hospital constructed by the People's Republic of China will be completed by the Republic of China and Taiwan and utilized to the extent necessary for its initial purpose. The additional space available at the facility would be used to accommodate administrative services related to health. These administrative services will be shared with the new general hospital upon its establishment. The new general hospital, originally designed for 105 beds, will be constructed as an established as a medical surgical center to approximately 85 beds in the short term. So in this period, of the obstetrics and pediatric services will remain at the existing Victoria Hospital and redeveloped and utilized as a maternal and child health care center. Madam Speaker, compare last year's pronouncements in the budget to Sir John's pronouncement, Madam Speaker. And I wish to read on page 47 of the budget address by Sir John George Melvin Compton, Minister of Finance, on Thursday, 19th April 2007. And here is what he said about health care. Page 47, paragraph 3. Madam Speaker, in response to the prevailing patterns of morbidity and mortality, the Ministry of Health has charted the way forward over the medium term through the articulation of a 5-year National Health Strategic Plan to cover the period 2006-2011. Let us speak up very clearly. And we disagreed, and it was alive on many issues. But very clearly, this gentleman came in and followed the plan left in 2006. He says it there. He also quotes, he speaks about universal health care. And although he had his concerns,
He says on page 48 that pivotal to this will be the construction of the new national hospital. Madam Speaker, it's very clear, Madam Speaker, that there was a very clear path to fixing or alleviating our health problems. Now, listen to this, Madam Speaker. Page 25 of this year's budget. And listen to the change in nomenclature before that. Page 25. And you wonder if we're talking about the same thing. There's a new name, Madam Speaker, and the Minister for Health can enlighten me. Page 25. There's an accelerated health system strengthening strategy. There's another new word there, Madam Speaker, in the second paragraph. The primary focus this year will be on infrastructure development with the completion of a neo-psychiatric hospital. A neo-psychiatric hospital, Madam Speaker? If that is something new in the literature of the plan, I did not hear before. A neo-psychiatric hospital. I wish to say, Madam Speaker, that the opposition wants to put on record our appreciation for the imminent start of the new general hospital. While the construction phase will take place during this administration, it will begin. No amount of spin, no amount of keeping the parliamentary rep away, trying to, prevent him from speaking and all of that, will avert the course of history. We want to thank the European Union and all health workers in St. Lucia, Dr. Stephen King and his team, all who worked on this project, the former Minister of Health, other ministers of health who worked on this before, We need to thank everybody, people who had vision, people who worked on it. And what is interesting, Madam Speaker, is this. We have a huge injection of funds from the Europeans. People talk about Taiwan doing everything. The member for Kasi Central said in his presentation that the Taiwanese have saved the day for the country yesterday. A huge injection of grant funding from the Europeans. And the Prime Minister is on record thanking the French and the English and the British. Thanking them, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, do you see ambassadors from France or England parading all over the place with money in their hands? But they are assisting us. And when the member of Kasi Central will say, will go on record in the front of the House, to say that the Taiwanese have saved the day, what do you think the other ambassadors of the other countries are thinking, Madam Speaker? Is this the kind of behavior that we want to see in this House?
For them.
So we want to thank the European Union, all of the citizens of Europe, for giving us the benefits of your hand, of your sweat. All governments who contributed to this grant funding for the National Hospital. The opposition, Supreme Madam Speaker, thanks all governments. And we know that the project will benefit St. Lucia. Although I know, Madam Speaker, we are the ones who will open the hospital. I know that. Madam Speaker, what about the plan to have doctors at all health centers? The universal health care plan. The people want to know, Madam Speaker, what is it that this government will do with this plan? The Munas Health Center of Belgium, tout pas pour cette ici, Madame Speaker. Quand m'a dit qu'il tout le gouvernement ça là, quand il y a plein de côté, ça allait au docteur, avec papier, à jeune remédie avec papier. C'est ça les bas que vous faites, Madame Speaker. I also want to recognize, Madame Speaker, the sports groups who are making their contribution to healthy living through sports. And the member, my colleague from Castries Town spoke about sports. In my own constituency, Madam Speaker, under health, you have the football committee, people like Rudy Ogis, Madam Speaker, the Young Roots Sports Club at Grace, the Vijay Cabo Cricket Team,
Mr. Weddy, a great football organizer. HIV education by tie-dye from Bellevue, Madam Speaker. The Labour Party Youth Organization. All these organizations assisting in the promotion of healthy lifestyles. And we want the ministry through this budget, Madam, in this budget, to allocate funds to these grassroots organizations to help. Culture, arts and entertainment, Madam Speaker. There was no mention of it last year. And I protested. No, there is mention this year. I am pleased to note, Madam Speaker, that entertainment that this government has put in some money for entertainment. But Madam Speaker, what are the policy directives of this government? What is this government going to do to continue the work of the last government to cause the entertainment industry to be a major force to be reckoned with? The last government, Madam Speaker, started by creating the Cultural Development Foundation. The last government removed duties on musical equipment and so on for recording. Entertainment and the arts is a sector, Madam Speaker, that is not as susceptible to external shocks as the other sectors of the economy. When things are bad, people want to laugh. They want to watch a play. They want to go to a dance because things, although they may not have the money, they want to be around something that can make them happy. They want their children to be in creative arts. So it's very important, Madam Speaker, for the government to recognize this. And culture, arts and entertainment is the soul of the communities, the glue, the gel for peace and harmony. I wish at this point, Madam Speaker, to thank the European Union and also this government for a facility that will be built at Bellevue. The Bellevue Human Resource Center hopefully will be built this year. And Madam Speaker, on behalf of the people of Bellevue and Beaufort North, I want to take this opportunity to say thank you, merci. On behalf of the people of Bellevue and Beaufort North, Mavledi tout ces gens Europlas, Munset ici, through you, Madam Speaker, who are living in Europe, through their taxes and so on, we have the European Union Fund, SFA 2002, Madam Speaker. And finally, this facility will be, hopefully, Madam Speaker, will be built. We have tried to work very hard on this. I remember Mr. Cecil Lay, Madam Speaker, trying his best with this. I remember the Poverty Reduction Fund trying their best to get this off the ground and the funding coming out of SSA 2002. We have examples, Madam Speaker, to show that we can do well in the arts and entertainment area. I hope, Madam Speaker, that this government gives a particular gentleman who is now head, the executive director at the CDF, Kennedy Booth Samuel, my good friend, a man who is trained, who has culture and entertainment at heart. The record of this government, Madam Speaker, I sincerely hope that he's given a chance to do the real cultural work that needs to be done. I support him, Madam Speaker, and I look forward to what he will do. I hope, Madam Speaker, by mentioning this, his job is not at risk. Victimization, Madam Speaker. Especially since he's my friend. Madam Speaker, this budget puts $1 million into the arts and entertainment. I want to urge the member from Iku South and the Minister for Education and Culture to have a look at the National Cultural Policy. Madam Speaker, you indicated, not him, sorry, but the Prime Minister indicated, Madam Speaker, that there will be a national consultation on arts, entertainment, and culture. Why do we want to go down that route, Madam Speaker? When we already have a national cultural policy?
Have you looked at it?
Have we, Madam Speaker, studied this document fully? Have we studied the act? And while consultation is good, Madam Speaker, shouldn't we be attempting to implement with this $1 million some of the activities in there? Or is it because this was created by the Salvation Army Party government? Why, Madam Speaker? Are we attempting to change the policy? Or do you believe, Madam Speaker, through you, that this policy is it's not good, Madam Speaker? Do you know through you, Madam Speaker, who put this policy together? And it's not just St. Lucia's policy, you know, Madam Speaker. The Caricom regional cultural policy was used as a basis to guide the formulation of this policy. And then Minister Rambali, with her team, with people like Mrs. June King, Cedric and others, worked very hard from 2000 to put this policy together. And as a result of this policy, the Cultural Development Foundation was formed. So I urge the Minister, Madam Speaker, to implement the policy. There is good in this policy, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, very quickly, I move to local government. Madam Speaker, it is very commendable that this government would seek, at least the intention would seem to be, to seek to empower local agencies. Madam Speaker, we now have what is called the Beaufort North Rural Council. After much protest by me, after I was ridiculed in the media by the member for Cassis Central and Minister for Social Transformation, for Housing and Local Government, after Madam Speaker, he called me cantankerous.
1 minute.
Is it a point of order?
I have to find out first.
Yes, it is a point of order, Madam Speaker. Understanding is 32A, both A and B, point of order, a point of elucidation. The member says that he was 34, sorry, that he was ridiculed by the member for Castries Central. I would like to know how the member from Castries Central ridiculed the member from Beaufort North.
Member, would you like to respond?
Madam Speaker, the government attempted to create a town out of my community without my knowledge. The government, through statutory instrument number 90, made Beaufort North a town. I protested, Madam Speaker, and in the media, the minister, first of all, indicated that he knew nothing about that. After consulting with his official and the governor, the attorney general, his words on the radio program, they realized that maybe something was amiss. Lo and behold, Madam Speaker, statutory instrument number 101 of 2008 corrected what was absurd in my view. So, Madam Speaker, all I'm saying is this, and many members have alluded to this, if there are going to be significant changes in my constituency, let me know. Madam Speaker, I was asked by the ministry to be involved in the process of getting the councillors on board. I obliged, I went to the meeting, Madam Speaker, and I'm saying this, Madam Speaker, on a point of governance on this budget. I went to the meetings, Madam Speaker. Yokuyemo Mala meeting, I spoke to the director. My only condition was that I be involved meaningfully in every step of the process. I was not. And therefore, Madam Speaker, what may be on paper very good as an intention has not gone down well in the constituency that I represent. It has not gone down well. So, Madam Speaker, I am saying this to say that the Viewpoint North Rural Council, although legally established now, I wish, Madam Speaker, to advise to you, the ministry responsible for local government, that we are the ones, just like members opposite, who are elected to serve the people. And I am going to say, Madam Speaker, I may not be successful every time, but any attempt that is made to do anything that is perceived by me as trying to interfere with that right until the people decide to take it back, I will not only resist, Madam Speaker, by writing letters, but I will take action, legal, lawful action, to ensure that at least the people of Newport North register the displeasure at how they are being treated. Madam Speaker, Magadi, local government, Abobagai, rural council, Abobagai, may Deputy Pierce Moon, Pierce Minister, Kaizeni of Newport North, ever try, Ufebagai, Timwewe, and Zimwe, Kika, Ese, Kikumedo, Makai Febagai, Puasiweki, serve Newport North, your person back on your papa issue. And I'm sure every single member in this house will do the same. So I want to say to the minister that while the idea is a good one, I don't think up to now, the ministry has done it well and has done it in the right way. And we need to come to grips with that, Madam Speaker. Workers, Madam Speaker, before I end. How much time I have left, Madam Speaker? I'll finish maybe before time.
Your time to end is 10 past 7.
Okay, I'll finish maybe before that. I'll finish maybe before that, Madam Speaker. Workers, Madam Speaker, the social sector. Just a few minutes. Madam Speaker, I am convinced that this budget will not achieve its major objectives because this government has little regard and respect for workers of this country, man. This government has demonstrated that they have little regard for agreements with workers of this country, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, this is a government, for the first time in the history of St. Lucia, Madam Speaker, a Prime Minister agrees with the representatives of the workers that they will get 14.5% increase in salary. And you know what really, really hurt me in all this, Madam Speaker? I listened to the Prime Minister's address to the nation, and the Prime Minister indicated that when they were juggling the figures, they realized that, Madam Speaker, this is the Prime Minister of St. Lucia, you know, Madam Speaker. The Minister of Finance, Munaki Ashajra Shapeya, Kapara about juggle, about it's a mob. This is the kind of thing I speak about when I say, Madam Speaker, that this Prime Minister, as Prime Minister, cannot guide this country to safety. Cannot. He can't do it, Madam Speaker. What he says tells you that he can't do it. You're juggling figures and then you realize you can pay. The worker is juggling figures, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, this Labour Party is on record as having met all obligations agreed to with workers. Prove me wrong. The Labour Party negotiated with workers several times and compromises may have been made, but when the agreement was reached, you cannot find a single record which shows that the Prime Minister did not keep to the end of the body.
But Madam Speaker, I am not surprised. Madam Speaker, Labour Party, Gouvernement Labour Party, pas jamais, pas jamais pour mettre lié avec ce travail ici. Il n'y a pas jamais j'étais pour mettre là-dedans. Et pour première fois dans l'histoire de cette ici, un premier ministre tenu un argument avec travailler, savant civil, qui tient la police, avec qui cassé. What do you expect to happen in the private sector, Madam Speaker? What signal is the Prime Minister sending to the private sector? That only 3 weeks before, while you are juggling the figures, you realize you can't pay? The Minister of Finance juggling the figures? But I'm not surprised, Madam Speaker. I'm not surprised because, Madam Speaker, members opposite come from an organization that has a notorious record when it comes to workers' rights in this country. Notorious, Madam Speaker. So I'm not surprised, Madam Speaker, and we can go way back. I mean, I like to go way back. I like to do that. Madam Speaker, members opposite who belong to the organization which they represent, the United Workers' Party, they are the ones in government who take out the teachers in 1979, Madam Speaker, and police, and public servants crying, some of them with bloody eyes, because they asked for a pay raise, Madam Speaker, 1979. In 1992, Madam Speaker, the United Workers' Party government again, we have to march, and I was part of it, Madam Speaker. I have a little history in the leadership of the unions of this country. We have to march on the government for them to do reclassification, Madam Speaker.
Madam Speaker, on a point of order, the honourable member for the report in office. Civil servants had bloodshot eyes. There's a difference between bloody and bloodshot. You know, bloody means blood is running out of your eyes.
If there's no point of order, can I continue? If there's no point of order.
Thank you, member. Please continue.
Madam Speaker, I am sure through you, Madam Speaker, the public servants who endured the canisters of tear gas are listening now. Madam Speaker, in 1995 too, it is this very United Workers Party government when unmarried pregnant teachers were fired. Yes. You could not have a second child, Madam Speaker. You were fired. Who said go move there a day for a good party my teacher? You take a fire. Your comrade Mario Michel, Madam Speaker, went to court on behalf of the Senator Teachers Union. We won the case. Do you know what the government did? They appealed. Shameless, Madam Speaker. They appealed the case. A woman is having a second child, you're appealing? So that's the culture, Madam Speaker, of the organization to which this government is the culture. C'est la bicidio, Madam Speaker. Terrorism, again, Madam Speaker, in 1993, farmers rose up, they protested. C'est pas mardi, you're going to buy pimeur. You know what happened under the United Workers Party government, Madam Speaker? Two farmers are in the graves tonight as we speak. Two farmers were shot dead. Never before in the history of St. Lucia. The United Workers Party treatment of workers in this country. So the history is there. Somebody will ask me for history, it's there. And I can continue. I can continue. So it is not surprising. It's not surprising, Madam Speaker, that they are going to break the promises of workers. It's not surprising, Madam Speaker, that they do not want to pass the Labour Code, implement the Labour Code. It's not surprising, Madam Speaker, that when the Labour Party is suggesting that if you have an organization, men and women should not go to the same bathroom, Madam Speaker, they're going to resist it. So, Madam Speaker. But what I want the public servants to know is this. Based on the history of the Labour Party, based on the
history of the Labour Party with its workers, based on the fact that the government knew all about these complaints against the Labour Party before, based on the fact that they negotiated with the leaders of the public servants, based on the fact that they were promised, based on the fact that only 3 weeks before you are saying that you cannot pay. Madam Speaker, all of this, I'm saying to you, you think it was this Labour Party? And I can say to you, any other Labour Party, based on our origins and our history, we would have kept our promise to the workers, we would have paid the workers. We do not break our agreements with workers. That's the culture of the Labour Party. Labour Party, pata kase po metli eve travaye. That is not your culture. So I don't... That's not your culture. It is not your culture. So Madam Speaker, as I close,
after consultation,
I want to say to my people in a few minutes, I want to say to my people, Madam Speaker, that they need not worry about people not wanting to give me more time. It is not the first time, Madam Speaker, the very first sitting of the House, a member for Grove Lane, I remember that one was a laugh. He tried the same thing, Madam Speaker. Of course, he and I talk. I mean, that's part of the theater. But Madam Speaker, they did not take this to heart. Sometimes the members opposite do this to try to stifle you. Madam Speaker, at Sever in Grace, the budget speaks about feeder roads to farmers. At my hope, Madam Speaker, say, Jean Sever, Asukaye et Woodland, c'est Fama Woodland na Kai Kaijuen Asulajman. Madam Speaker, at Pojoye, there is this road, this small piece of road that needs to be done, Madam Speaker, right in front of the community. There were some issues with the land and the ownership of the land, and Madam Speaker, we are hoping that some work is done. At Bellevue, Madam Speaker, we continue with the branding of the Bellevue community. Nous voulons faire Bellevue à place côté l'Alliance Chai-Kilte. Nous voulons faire Bellevue à place côté Si Human Resource Development Center of Vini. Nous voulons faire Chai bagay Koyol avec bagay Kosa. So we want to continue with that, and I hope we get the assistance for that. The road to Vervefell, Madam Speaker. The Minister of Communications and Work has promised this road. I will hold him to his word. But we have been doing some work on it ourselves. And I want to publicly, Madam Speaker, through you, thank Brother Vernon, like Tutsemuna, of Evercell, Brother Johnson, Tutsemuna, who is here for place to our Shakle, you. Tutsemuna, who is here, Madam Speaker, that's in your side. The Dimai Bridge, Madam Speaker, the road from Pierre to Belleville, that road was built in 1991-92, under United Workers Party, and a very good road. It lasted a long time, the road from Opico all to Belleville. So John built that road, and just before the 91 elections, so Madam Speaker, that road needs some rehabilitation. I'm sure the member for Castro Southeast, although he's upset right now, but I'm sure he will look at it. The Piero playing field, Madam Speaker, I want to thank the Ministry Office, the Ministry of Communications, the engineer, Mr. Passard, Engineer South. I also want to thank people like Mr. Michael Lube and people like Mr. Hildreth Smith and Mr. Peter Joseph for collaborating, the principal of the Piero Primary School, for collaborating to get some equipment. There was no material, but at least some equipment to help with the situation at the Piero playing field, and I'll be looking to advance that. The optical lens, Madam Speaker, NBC, Madam Speaker, there needs to be some dialogue with the people down there. I noticed, you know, the modus operandi, Maniero Cafe to Avai, Abuja, Madam Speaker, they still pass up that ticket, $9 a square foot, and that's it, you know. That's what this government is about, Madam Speaker. $9 a square foot, and that's it. We don't care how long you've been living there, it's $9 a square foot.
Right.
So I hope the people at OPCO are given some consideration. At DJ, Madam Speaker, the Labor Day Road, it's very, 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 very difficult situation, Madam Speaker. The playing field. And, Madam Speaker, I simply wish to say
But I am trying, Madam Speaker. We are trying. There are several initiatives. I'm not going to name them now. The people of you Fort Knox know them. I'm not going to name them now. Our welfare, our sports, and various activities that we are doing through our own initiatives. But I simply want to thank them, Madam Speaker, through you, for giving me this opportunity. I simply want to say to them that as their representative, I do not have any confidence in this budget. I do not have any confidence because I do not believe that the Prime Minister of this country can manage the affairs of this country at this time. I don't know at any other time. But at this time. So, Madam Speaker, the budget does not speak to the critical situations that we have. And I want to say something here, Madam Speaker, before I go. This one has been on my mind. Let me drink a little water. Madam Speaker! I know. I know. Madam Speaker! This government has a lot to apologize to the people of St. Lucia for. There are things we can congratulate certain ministers for. The character games, Madam Speaker. Many young people got an opportunity. There were people from the community went there. We got 6 medals. We can do better in the... But we must say those things. Some of my colleagues have said it. We continue to thank the People's Republic of China. In spite of all the white elephant thing they said, we continue to be thankful to those people who give us things without trying to make us look like mendicants. But I want to say, Madam Speaker, that this government, we are not only a cyber guy who finishes apology for. Madam Speaker, can you understand this? That the head of our government goes to a show. This is the character of this government, you know, Madam Speaker. The head of this government, the Prime Minister, he goes to a show and he causes himself to be jumped over by an artist, Madam Speaker. Those kinds of things, people laugh at them. But that is the symbolism that is transmitted, member for the Union of Free, Madam Speaker. This government doesn't care about symbolism. This government doesn't care about the character of the typical St. Lucian. C'est le chien qui a délivré un croyant boudin. Qui sont sacrifiés, qui sont l'orgueil. Et le Premier ministre qui a baissé pour un monde sauté over him, Madam Speaker. That is very important. That's what you don't understand. That is what you do not understand through you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, this Prime Minister needs to apologize to the people of St. Lucia for doing that. This Prime Minister needs to apologize for that, Madam Speaker. I say to the people of Newport North to hold tight. I say to them, Madam Speaker, when children go down by the river, they don't throw stones at green mangoes, Madam Speaker. Mamaiki ale bola me paka vwe wash them a gouvet. So, far worry about tooth wash that you have way, their parliamentary representative. And I say, Madam Speaker, that an incident, this is the last thing I'm going to say, an incident happened in New York, and I've said this somewhere else. There was this gentleman, Madam Speaker, I think his name was Rotten Burger, a pilot. His plane took off with lots of passengers on it. And a flock of birds, Madam Speaker, flew through the engine. And Madam Speaker, this experienced pilot, although he was asked many times, "Where are you?" He was calculating in his mind, how do I maneuver? How do I take this plane down safely? And without fuss, he and his crew, he finally told the the air traffic controller, Madam Speaker, that I'm in the Hudson. And it was the most beautiful picture to see this plane in the water, Madam Speaker, with people on the wings. This experienced pilot. I'm afraid, Madam Speaker, that on this side of the house, there is no captain like that. We have a captain who is reckless. He does reckless things. His prime minister has done things, Madam Speaker, to make us ashamed. His prime minister has done things that can call the reputation of St. Lucia into disrepute, cause the reputation of St. Lucia to be in disrepute. So I say, Madam Speaker, I commit to this House my non-support of this budget. And when I return next year, Madam Speaker, when we return next year, we will hear the same excuses. It will be 3.5 years, close to that. Answer to the people of St. Lucia. I thank you, Madam Speaker.